Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons. We'll go right to the phone lines for our buddy Tom E. Curran. Tom Curran on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Tom Curran, how are we doing today?
Great. What's going on with you?
So, I'm doing great. Thank you. Just very excited. We just actually had some barbecue dropped off in the studio. So, oh. I may be distracted and thinking when this interview's over, I'm going to be eating ribs.
Nap time.
Oh, yeah. Later in the show, I could get a little drowsy. Tom, the news broke today that Robert Kraft is divesting 8% of the Patriots, 6th Street, 3%, Metropolis, 5%. But I think the thing everybody wants to know is, when we hear about Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Raiders, why couldn't Tom Brady have been one of these minority owners of the Patriots?
Well, I suppose he could have. Did the Patriots offer it then? Was Tom Brady on a different plan? I don't know. I mean, we kind of talked about this a week or two ago when Brady was spending time with the Raiders prior to the Raiders game. Why wasn't Tom here? And I guess it takes two to tango. Did Tom want to work with the Patriots? Did the Patriots offer that to him? I kind of think it ran its course, to be really honest. He can say he's a Patriot all he wants. And I believe that. I don't think he's lying. But I think the whole triangle of love really ran its course. I don't think that if you said to Tom, would you leave the Raiders right now to come back to New England and be a minority owner and switch that thing right out? I wonder if he would, because 20 years is a long time. And by the time Tom left, he was, I think I've said this with you guys before. I know I said it to Jonesy, but Tom wasn't pissed at Bill for being Bill, because Bill was always Bill. And he was trying to get Tom out of the door for years. Tom was more pissed that Robert Kraft divested himself of responsibility in trying to keep Tom around. That was unusual. That was something that Robert hadn't done prior. So I think that the more we circle back to this and say, well, why isn't Tom here? The relationship with the Patriots, there's all love, there's all enjoyment, but I don't think that they all wanted to work together anymore. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I just remember that comment in 2019 training camp. Go ask Mr. Kraft in regards to his contract. So that would validate your point. All right, TC, you got Drake May. He's in the top 10 of a lot of different categories: completion percentage and passing yards, passing touchdowns, passer rating. But yet the team's 1-2, and he still turns the ball over at a high rate. I guess what I'm asking is, can you succinctly and eloquently put in perspective how you think Drake May has been playing so far through the first three games?
I think we're seeing all the improvement that you hoped, maybe even more of it in terms of execution and improvement based on the fact that he's married up with Josh McDaniels and he's getting much better protection. But I still think that he's got that 1 foot still in the backcourt. You know, it's still stuck there in the past where he has to figure out how to get away from those kinds of plays. And given the decision between an electric play, a chunk play, and no play, he needs to start taking no play. I mean, the Miami game just stands out, Ted. That's what he can be.
Yeah.
And more. But the decision last week that we watched in especially with the fumble. I mean, the first one was bad enough because I think that really anyone could see that you don't throw low on the goal line. And a lot of lesser quarterbacks at lesser levels would not have thrown it that way. And that was a mistake. But the other one was he was doing it right, screwed it up. He had two hands on the ball. He was doing the right thing, and he just didn't go down. So to me, he still has just one foot stuck in the back, but he is making great improvement, and you have to be encouraged. And I know that you're close friends with him, and I know that you guys had a great relationship, and we all enjoyed watching him plenty up here, but there are so many Blitzovian mistakes that Drake May makes that it's all I can compare it to. I've seen this, and Drew went to Super Bowls, and he was a Pro Bowler, and he was on a Hall of Fame arc, maybe if things had gone differently, but you got to get that stuff out of your system somehow.
About a little bit this week, I'm sure you guys probably have to a degree as well. Are you a little bit disappointed to the start of the Mike Vrabel era? Are you happy with the speaking of arc and trajectory with how things have gone thus far?
They should be 3-0. They should at least be 2-1. They have a chance over the next 10 games. They're playing 7 really bad teams that they could be 9-3. I mean, legitimately, they're playing the Bengals without Burrow. They're playing the Titans, the Browns, the Jets, the Giants, the Falcons, the Saints, the Titans. And they haven't played a wagon of teams yet anyway. But they're better than those teams. And I wouldn't have said that last year. They're better than all three of them. They're better than the Steelers. I mean, they had 21 expected points taken off the board. According to this guy, Kevin Cole, does expected points, and it's really a good site. But they lost 21 total points on those plays, the 5 plays that were turnovers. So in that vein, I'm happy if I'm a Patriots fan to see a much better football product on the field, but disappointed that Mike has not been able to yet extract from them the pound of flesh for the mistakes they make. And I think he has to be meaner. And I think some of the players have to be meaner to each other. I think they're all very nice to each other and understanding. But somebody's got to say, we got to cut the stuff
off.
He didn't say it. He's fine.
Careful.
He's fine. He's good.
Careful. I agree with you. I always thought to be a great leader, you got to be willing to be an a-hole sometimes.
He's being mean to Ramondre right now. He's got him buried in the depth chart now.
We'll see. We'll wait till Sunday. Okay, Mayo was going to bury him, too, until he didn't. And that leads me, Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, to my question. In totality, if we include their post-game comments with the media, who had a worse day last Sunday? Was it Ramondre Stevenson or was it Pop Douglas who was laughing about the final decisive fourth down play?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ramondre by a lot. The laughing thing, who's the quarterback? Was it Derek Anderson with the Cardinals who flipped out after he was caught laughing on camera, and then he just went bananas in the post game because I think Kent Summers asked him about it. I'll send you the video. Look, Derek Anderson flipping out post game press conference. When guys laugh at their locker, I just don't put a whole lot of stock in it, or they're laughing on the sidelines, you know, during blowouts or something. Everybody wants to see the buffet table flipped over and somebody take a swing at a reporter to prove how much people care. I know that they care. I know that they care. The crease of a smile on Christian Gonzalez's face when he talks, everybody deals with stuff differently, and I think it's a sign of comfort. Not people say, oh, he's uncomfortable. I think it's a sign of comfort that you operate from a place of, well, people must understand that I didn't want that to happen. I'm embarrassed by it. I wish that it had gone differently. So they don't have to sit there and pretend and put on this guise of being, oh, I'm terribly sad. Of course you're sad. Everyone knows that. So I don't know. You got me down a road here. I don't love that question. That's your fault, Mom. That's my fault, not yours.
So you don't give Ramon
to like answer it in great detail, but I don't place a lot of stock in facial expressions. I'm sure he's bummed out.
And you don't
at a worse day.
And you don't give Ramondre credit for handling it maybe in a professional way, saying if I can't hold on to the ball, seemingly.
He was professional. Yeah, but he could have said that after any one of the first seven fumbles before last Sunday.
Now we're bullying.
You mentioned his name.
Walk it like he's talking.
That's it, Tom. You mentioned his name, Christian Gonzalez. I'm just curious how you think Christian will be deployed this week and what kind of impact you think he'll have.
I'm figuring probably a 20-snap day. It would depend upon how he progresses and how he looks as the game proceeds. But they've taken their time, put it mildly.
Yes, they have.
So maybe it's going to be a bigger a load for him than we're expecting. But I would imagine you want to manage it so you don't have a recurrence, because there's much more unexpected and high-speed plays that await him in the game than he can find on a practice field during the week. And I think he'll have an impact. Great team to go against if you want to have an impact, because the Panthers stink, and they don't throw it very well. I think they're averaging 4.9 yards per attempt, which is anemic. Of course, the Patriots are allowing 8.7 or so, which is also ridiculous. But Patriots. What is it? The Panthers can't run the ball and can't stop the run, and that gels nicely with the Patriots. Are you know all the metrics show up, including you'll like this. The Panthers are 2-17 on the road since the beginning of 2023. The Patriots are 3-16 at home. Something's got to give.
Wow, this is a real crap off on Sunday, isn't it, Tom?
Totally.
It kind of is.
2-17 against 3-16. But on the whole, though, what kind of grade, though, if we're just sort of like looking in on short term evals, how do you feel about the defense overall?
Unfortunately, they had a tremendous performance last week erased because they weren't just good last Sunday for a long stretch of time. They were unbelievably good. I think it was six straight drives where they probably allowed a total of 8 yards. So the defense is certainly trending in the right direction. They're not going up against ridiculously prolific offenses yet, so it would be better if they started to get fat and put wins into the win column against these teams. But again, the schedule is not going to get that arduous either. So the opportunity is there. I remember in 2008 when they went 11-5. You remember how bad the league was that year? And they still didn't make the playoffs. The Patriots didn't. The Castle year. It's just the AFC is down. The Patriots' schedule is so friendly that they have a great opportunity to make strides this year, record-wise, if they just don't play dumb. I mean, they can get themselves to mediocre in short order.
Tom, there was some audio I heard yesterday on socials coming out of Gillette from Stephon Diggs. I think it was the last question of his interview with reporters. Hello?
What happened there?
All right. That's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Apparently, he put us on hold. So screw him and forget him. I don't need to know about Stephon Diggs and his tough offseason and what he was referencing from a reporter who was in attendance. That was Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He was mostly good today until he put us on hold because he had to take another call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.